You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder. Joining me now on the call today is Jana Auger, the volunteer coordinator for Catholic Community Services. Welcome, Jana. Thanks for being on the program.
Yes, thank you.
So can you share about the work of Catholic Community Services? Why don't we start there?
Well, I'm specifically working with a new program for Catholic Community Services that called Friends of Seniors. And this is a volunteer program where we link volunteers with adults over 60.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit more about how that works.
Yeah, so this is a new program for Catholic Community Services, a new program in Juneau. And we are able to offer this. We've recently gotten a grant from Community Care Corps, who provided grants nationwide, and we were one of the few grantees that were offered this this funding to provide. They funded volunteer programs for non-medical services. So the program that we're offering, that we're providing, is specifically designed to help seniors remain independent in their homes, as well as to alleviate barriers between asking for and receiving help.
Okay, terrific.
So yeah, so the program...
Go ahead, continue, Jana.
So the program is really, we link volunteers with the seniors that, and then the volunteers that we're looking for are really, I mean, our vision for the program is a network across Juneau, in every neighborhood in Juneau, where we have a volunteer so that we can call them up and say, you know, Jane Doe down the road, we could really use somebody stopping by once a week to, you know, bring wood pellets into her home. So it's these really simple tasks. We have a list of about 13 service categories that we'll be offering. And we're looking for volunteers who can come in and do these. Some of these real simple tasks, some of them are non-contact tasks. So things that people can do without, that feel comfortable really sort of not being in homes right now. And we have other service categories where there's a deeper level of help, where we're really going in to homes and maybe doing light housekeeping, companionship visits, different things, delivering groceries, different things like that as well. So the program is really diverse. The volunteers that we're looking for, also we're looking for them to be as diverse as our community of Juneau. So to us, that looks like, you know, anybody from a university student through, you know, we're looking for parents and business owners to volunteer. And we're also looking for seniors themselves. I mean, we fully expect that a senior would at one point be a volunteer and then cycle through at different times of ability to being a participant as well. Say during a knee surgery, for instance, maybe needing more help during that time, having somebody come in and provide some, you know, in-home help. And then later, sort of being a volunteer themselves. And that reciprocity, that sort of cycling through, is the heart of this program. And it's the heart of Juneau as well. I mean, that's part of our community culture. So we're really wanting to build on those community ties that we know are part of our community and make them deeper. And this program goes long, sort of it's seeded long before the pandemic. It's just where we are with the isolation of this pandemic, it's just heightened the need. We sort of see that need, and we all know what the risks, the health, like physical risks, as well as the emotional risks of isolation are. And our seniors, we've known that for our seniors for a long time. So we really want to help alleviate some of that stress.
Do you already have identified all of the seniors who will be benefiting from these community volunteers?
No. So what our goal is, sort of stage in development, is to really build that volunteer base. And then as we build that volunteer base, we'll be starting to reach out to different areas, different organizations, as well as individuals in the community. So we fully expect that our referral sources will be medical clinics and some of the sort of organizations. Obviously, CCS has a large base, our senior centers, our the bridge, a lot of sort of resources within our organization itself. But we get calls often from adult children down south or up north that aren't local, asking, can somebody just stop by in the morning and help my mother? Can just a check-in visit? Like, we get these kind of calls and know there's a gap in the community. So we fully expect that we get individuals coming in to make requests as well. And that's our goal, is to really sort of be available for anyone in the community over the age of 16.
So you describe this as a new program for Juneau. Is it based off of a successful model you've seen in action in another town, another community?
So this, our model is really unique to what we're seeing the gaps are in our community. In the, as we were sort of seeding the program and envisioning it, we did look at quite a few other volunteer programs, or I looked at quite a few other programs, mostly down south, as well as sort of AARP has some really interesting sort of volunteer program as well. So we have been informed by those, but this program, you'll see, like, from our list, it really is addressing our community. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you just gave the one example of a volunteer could get involved and help with, you know, delivering wood to a senior. But what do you think is some of the greatest needs you're seeing of our seniors right now?
Greatest need is to address companionship and isolation. I mean, that's a huge question, but that this program can help with is really that piece. How that's done at this time is very varied, and we expect to be able to link into that in different ways. One of our service categories is a tech teaching category. So we'll have iPads we'll be able to bring into homes and set seniors up so they can Zoom to be a part of maybe a music organization that they were previously, and now they're not able to sort of continue that. Or with adult children and family that are outside of the community, and be able to communicate that way. And then for those who have devices in their home, to develop a better comfort level with using those devices in during this time. So there's a tech piece. I mean, we're also looking at, we can come in and do sort of food prep and create freezer meals over a long period of time and these kinds of things. I mean, nutrition obviously is a really great way of connecting with people through food. So we can, there's a connection, there's a health benefit, there's all kinds of sort of emotional pieces to that. Mm-hmm. We have a service where we like to really recruit volunteers wanting to proxy fish and hunt for seniors, or even go out with and fish and hunt with people that are not perhaps as comfortable doing that alone anymore, and keeping those cultural traditions and keeping some of the real meaningful parts of our lives intact. Mm-hmm. So that's part of our goals. We have really diverse ways in which we're rolling this out.
Yeah, Jana, as you were talking, I was just thinking about that need for connection. It really goes two-way. There's so many people in town who are feeling disconnected and feeling lonely, and the seniors will get just as much out of this as those who are volunteering their time to do this work.
We already hear that. I mean, my volunteers, the few that we have already, they'll be the first to tell you that they're getting as much, if not more, than the recipients themselves, the participants. It goes both ways. And I think now more than ever, how we support each other, how we belong to each other, makes a big difference in how resilient our community and us as individuals can really sort of grow and expand and sort of be resilient. So I think that is part of this program. And like I said, that's part of this program now, but we expect this program to be to evolve beyond the pandemic. It was always our intention to have it evolve beyond the pandemic. Those core values are still part of the program regardless.
Yeah. Terrific. Jana, I'm going to pause with you for a moment. Erin Walker-Tolles has joined the conversation. She is the Executive Director of Catholic Community Services. Welcome, Erin. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me well?
We can hear you perfectly. Erin, can you share sort of broadly, we've been having a terrific conversation about this new volunteer program that you're starting up, but maybe you could talk just generally about the work of Catholic Community Services and how that has had to shift a bit during the pandemic.
Yeah, shift is probably an understatement. Like all nonprofits, they're trying to serve people during this time. We had to adapt. Of course, congregate programs for seniors were closed by the state. We actually closed before the state asked us to because we saw that it wasn't safe for seniors to be congregating. One of the things we really saw is that we saw a huge growth in the number of seniors we were serving during this time. Our Meals on Wheels, almost doubled here in Juneau. We were serving seniors that we hadn't served before. And it's the same at nine of our other senior centers across Southeast. We've seen a huge growth in Meals on Wheels. We've seen a surge in volunteerism and help from the community, civic organizations calling us to say, how can we help? We see that you're doing good work. Let us be helping you either with people or with funding. We've had so many great donations from organizations, tribal organizations and civic organizations. One of our concerns was, of course, we've been making phone calls to seniors, but we're really hoping that we continue. This Friends of Seniors program will help get more person-to-person relationship stuff going. We get a lot of calls about when are you going to open the senior centers? And we're in the process of evaluating how to do that safely. The state hasn't given a lot of guidance. They've said you can open if you want to, but that's pretty much it. So we're looking at each individual senior center. We did a walkthrough of the Juneau Senior Center a couple weeks ago and said, what would it look like? How many staff? What precautions and safety for social distancing? What would we need to make that happen? And of course, we also have to look at the individual community. Right now, Juneau is at moderate. I wouldn't open a senior center for vulnerable seniors with moderate and a spike happening. So we'll look at each individual center for procedures and safety, materials we need, the community status, and talk to our partners, tribal partners, community partners, and most of all the seniors. How do you want to come back? In Wrangell, they're clamoring, like, when do we get to come back? And other communities are like, we're fine, we'll wait. So it really depends on the community, and it's all about safety and responsiveness and planning. And we are in that process to evaluate. Some centers might not reopen because we just it just won't happen just logistically, physically, the layout, or we don't have enough staff. In Skagway, we've got like 2 employees. We need way more than that to open in Skagway. But we are looking at it, and we want to share those plans with the community when we're ready. I also want to say, do a shout out to the community for thank you so much, and thank you, Glacier Valley Rotary, for helping us. When this happened, our Safe Child Advocacy Center saw a huge drop in the number of kids referred for suspected abuse. We help those kids. We talk to them. They disclose abuse. We help them on the road to healing. We work with other community partners through a multidisciplinary team to get the family help, get them safe, get the kids safe and healing again from that trauma. We saw a huge drop. Kids were isolated. We were all isolated. So we did a public education campaign starting at the beginning of the summer, asking people to look, listen, report, reach out to kids you know. How are they doing? Are they okay? Do they seem off? And whether it is just that we've opened up more or that this public education campaign has helped, we had more kids come to the Safe Child Advocacy Center in July than any other July in the program's history of 20 years. So we feel so relieved that the community is rallying and identifying children who are experiencing abuse, getting them to reporting that to OCS or law enforcement appropriately, and that those kids are coming to us to get the help and the healing started. So thanks to the community, to Glacier Valley Rotary for your support, because we saw all of a sudden, it was like someone flipped a switch and the kids are getting identified, and thank God, because we were all very, very concerned. And of course, this whole time, hospice and home care of Juneau has just been chugging along, providing the same great services in the community, on the ground, in people's homes this whole time. I'm so proud of the people I work with and so grateful to the community for all the support and care, because people have rallied and it's making a difference, because honestly, we're serving more people than ever.
Yeah, and let's just jump back for a second about your look, listen, reporting campaign.
Yeah.
And, we should probably emphasize that so long as the normal avenues of connecting with children are disrupted, kids are not starting out the school year in the classroom. That's going to be virtual. Daycares, we just heard in our last interview, are operating at half capacity. So just the ongoing importance of community members just really showing up for each other. And if they see something that's off, it's better to investigate that than let it be and have a child at risk.
Yeah, so, you know, kids don't have the same access to those safe adults, those teachers and coaches and neighbors that they did before. And kids are often scared to say something. They're scared to disclose. But sometimes if you start to ask and you start to notice, they will give you that clue. They'll give you that hint. And that's when you can do the report. Better to report than to not, because we want that trauma to stop and the healing to begin. And we want justice to happen for that family as well. And we stick with them through the whole process. We have some families we've worked with for 4 or 5 years as they go through the prosecution of the perpetrator, and we're with them through the whole thing. It's really all about the community coming together to support safe and healthy kids and families.
Yep. So Catholic Community Services, you have your hands in lots of different areas of our community and all phases of life, from supporting children all the way through the seniors. We started out the conversation with you today talking about the new volunteer program, connecting individuals in town who want to volunteer their time to help out seniors who may have any sort of range of needs, from helping with grocery shopping to things in the house to just companionship. Is that program only happening in Juneau, or are you also setting up chapters of that throughout Southeast?
We're starting in Juneau, and then, you know, based on the success, you know, of course, we get excited. We get enthusiastic about these things. Jana, do you want to pile on that one?
Yeah, we're starting in Juneau, and we have every intention of sort of growing it, not just for this year, but also throughout Southeast. So we would love to see it in different communities. But this is our pilot, and we'd like to see a lot of volunteers really willing to create this network that we've envisioned.
Terrific. So, yeah. So for those who would like to get involved, how do they get a hold of you?
So two ways. You can call us. You can call at 500-3934, or you can apply actually on our website at ccsak.org. And it's .org, not .com, so ccsak.org.
Okay, Erin and Jana, have we left anything out of the conversation today? Anything more you'd like to share with Juneau this afternoon?
Oh gosh, I could talk all day, but yeah, we're thank you so much for the opportunity. We appreciate joining you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very grateful. Thank you.
Okay, Erin Walker-Tolles, Executive Director of Catholic Community Services, and Jana Auger, Volunteer Coordinator. Thank you to both of you for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you.
Take care.